VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif suggested Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump try respect instead of issuing threats. He was responding to a Twitter post Sunday in which Trump said, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again." Zarif said Trump is hoping to achieve what other aggressors failed to do. As AP correspondent John Gambrill reports, Trump's tweet was likely prompted by a rocket that fell inside the Green Zone Sunday near the U.S. Embassy.
A rocket was fired near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Now, that rocket landed about a mile away from the embassy and didn't injure anybody, but it seems to have come from East Baghdad, which is a series of neighborhoods that are held predominantly by Iranian-aligned Shia militias.
AP correspondent John Gambrill. Last week, Trump appeared to be backing away from his apparently hawkish stance against Iran, saying he would be open to talks. The United States military said one of its warships in the South China Sea sailed Monday near the disputed Scarborough Shoal, claimed by China and the Philippines. A spokesman said the USS Preble sailed within 12 nautical miles of Scarborough Reef in order to challenge excessive maritime claims and preserve access to the waterways as governed by international law. The United States ambassador to China is visiting Tibet to meet local officials and visit religious and cultural heritage sites. During his visit, Terry Branstad is expected to raise concerns about restrictions on Buddhism and the preservation of Tibet's unique culture and language. Branstad is the first American envoy to obtain access to the restricted Himalayan region in 4 years. This is VOA News. Egypt's Interior Ministry said security forces killed 12 suspected militants during raids Monday near Cairo. The ministry statement linked the militants to Hassam, an armed affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood, and said authorities found explosives, weapons, and ammunition at two different raid sites. The operation came a day after a roadside bomb hit a tourist bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids, wounding 17 people. There was no claim of responsibility for the bomb attack, and the Interior Ministry did not link Monday's raids to the blast. Former South African President Jacob Zuma is in court Monday, fighting to have corruption charges against him dismissed. The charges, stemming from a 1990s arms deal, were dropped a decade ago, shortly before Zuma became president. Zuma said the reinstatement of the 16 charges in 2016 was politically motivated. Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as Ukraine's new president. As expected, he immediately dissolved parliament, which he characterized as a group of self-enriching individuals, and called for snap elections. In his speech after inauguration, he told lawmakers that his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years, a conflict that has killed about 13,000 people. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh cast doubt Monday on a U.S.-led conference set to be held in Bahrain next month, focusing on what the White House says would be economic benefits for Palestinians if a peace deal can be reached with Israel. Shtayyeh stressed the need for a political deal that resolves a number of long-standing issues, including borders, none of which are on the agenda for the economic conference. The nearly 400 graduating seniors of all-male historically black Morehead College in Atlanta got a special graduation gift on Sunday. This year's commencement speaker, billionaire investor and philanthropist Robert Smith, announced that he will pay off the student debt for the entire class, a pledge that could run to $40 million.
Now, I know my class will make sure they pay this forward. And I want my class to look at these alumnus, these beautiful Morehouse brothers, and let's make sure every class has the same opportunity going forward. Because we are enough to take care of our own community. We are enough to ensure we have all the opportunities of the American dream.
I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.